This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the grain markets for Wednesday, March 20th. Well, wheat markets pushed higher yesterday, getting a couple days in a row of some impressive price action, while corn and soybeans were basically just kind of quietly sideways. Kansas City wheat was up 9, Minneapolis up 5, Chicago up 10. Corn was up 3, soybeans were down 2. And of course, with wheat, some of this push over the last couple days is the increased damage done to the Odessa port from Russia. That is kind of, I think, offering pretty solid base of support underneath this market. Not to mention you're headed in to the growing season here in the United States, and it's hard to press the market that much when you're this early in the growing season. After the markets closed, Egypt came in and put in a tender. So we expect to see the results of that here this morning. The lowest offer so far is Romania at $232.50 a ton. That probably includes cost and freight. And we don't know for sure if that's a 180-day line of credit or a 270-day. Most likely it's probably a 270-day as well. Cosarol out of Europe, they are reducing the wheat production estimates for all of Europe and Great Britain. They took it down 5.4 million tons from their December estimate, and they're sitting at 134.1 million tons. Cornier out of Brazil, private crop watcher there, is they've increased their corn and soybean production out of Argentina just slightly. They took corn production up 1 to 55 million tons. That compares to USDA's estimate earlier this month at 56 million, and they took Brazil's corn production unchanged at 112. USDA was at 124. So pretty much everybody agrees that USDA has a long way to come down when it comes to not only Brazilian corn production but also soybean production. Coordinate increased Argentina's soy production also by a million tons to 51 million tons. USDA is at 50. Brazil's soybean production they left unchanged at 145, and USDA is at 155. So you can see USDA is just way above pretty much all of the private estimates. In weather, it looks like getting pretty good rain across those central and northern areas of Brazil. That's going to set them up headed into the dry season in April. They are still talking about April to be fairly dry, which is normal. So it's critical that we get a good shot of moisture here to replenish not only the topsoil moisture, but also subsoil as well. Here in the U.S., we're looking at a significant cold front coming across the northern plains and then dipping down into the Midwest that is going to bring some snow along with it, it looks like. So it's, you know, probably be pretty welcome from a crop perspective. But for the guys out there calving, that's going to create quite a bit of stress to calves and cattle in general. But beyond that, it looks like we'll have more of a, beyond this next couple weeks, it looks like we'll come back to more of a normal temperature and moisture prospect for the northern plains. The western Midwest has been trending dry, so this moisture system coming through is very important to set up at least the topsoil for corn planting. It doesn't look like we're going to get into the fields early simply because of the cold and the wetness, but it will be welcome moisture for most of the Midwest guys. Moving forward, I think that wheat is probably confirming some seasonal lows here. We are a bit lower here on the night session, so we're getting a pullback, but I do think that we're going to be headed higher into at least the early part of the growing season. We're looking at weather in the Black Sea has been trending dry for the last month. I think subsoil is fine there, so it's not critical at this point. Plus, they really haven't broken dormancy yet either. But that clearly is, you know, a major wheat production region. It's also, of course, you know, Russia is the world's largest wheat exporter. So any problems there sends the wheat market strongly higher. We don't see those problems yet, but again, this time of year, you're just in the very early stages of the growing season, it's hard to really press the market until you get a better idea of what the crops are going to be. And that's typically why we see the seasonals start to move higher during April, usually stall out right around the crop report in May. So those are the normal seasonal patterns. My guess is that the market will generally follow that normal seasonal pattern this year. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.